the system. And the reality is that it, you know, at least to everything we're seeing here, when you.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Former President Trump is due Tuesday in a Miami courtroom in the classified documents case. CBS's Bradley Blackburn on the indictment.
It alleges he knowingly kept classified records, some marked top secret, about the nation's nuclear and military capabilities, and showed them to people without security clearance. And federal prosecutors claim he tried to cover it up, allegedly suggesting an attorney hide or destroy documents under subpoena.
Trump says he's done nothing wrong. A settlement has been reached in the civil case Richard Cox v. City of New Haven. Cox was paralyzed after New Haven police officers failed to properly secure him in the back of a van. Here's WFSB-TV's Olivia Schuler.
Cox became paralyzed after falling headfirst in the back of a police transport van. The incident happened last summer. Two officers involved were recently fired.
A case in Montana will decide if there is a constitutional right to a healthy, livable climate. The 16 young plaintiffs are suing state lawmakers for promoting policies encouraging oil, gas, and coal development while failing to curb planet warming emissions. Matt Dos Santos is one of the lawyers representing them.
I think that this case is both historic in nature, both here in the United States, for its possibility to clearly articulate a constitutional standard for a science-backed constitutional right for a clean and healthful environment.
Critics say the Republican majority state legislatures put the interests of the fossil fuel industry ahead of renewable energy. On to that smoky haze caused by Canadian wildfires. Here's meteorologist Kelly Cass at the Weather Channel.
The fires are not going away anytime soon, but it has to do with the wind direction and the level of moisture in the atmosphere.
The smoke has drifted across the U.S. as far south as the Carolinas. Brittany Griner and her Phoenix Mercury teammates were harassed at DFW Airport yesterday. KTVT's Steve Pickett has details.
Phoenix Mercury forward Brianna Turner tweeting that someone was following the team with cameras, apparently saying wild remarks, causing the team to huddle in a corner. Ms. Griner and her Mercury teammates were in town for a couple of games against the Dallas Wings. These were Griner's first games in her home state since she was released from that Russian prison last December.
Four young children found alive after a plane crash left them stranded in the Colombian jungle for weeks.
It's not known exactly how they were able to stay alive, but the indigenous children had some survival skills. Colombia's president, Gustavo Petro, saying the siblings are an example of survival that will go down in history.
CBS's Elise Preston. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Network. For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. It's clear something needs to be done about chemicals in Wisconsin's soil and water known as PFAS.
Radio Network.
If a new study from Minnesota is any indication, removing forever chemicals from wastewater will be very expensive. More from Mike Moen.
This is
the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency estimates it would cost $14 to $28 billion to remove PFAS from the water and biosolids leaving regional wastewater treatment facilities.
The
MPCA Scott Kaiser led the research project and says trying to add the equipment would be a big adjustment.
Those treatment systems are new, they're complicated, and they just take a lot of money to operate.
The study adds the new types of PFAS are more difficult and up to 70% more expensive to remove and destroy compared to older substances. Forever chemicals are found in a range of products and create serious health risks for consumers. They also can contaminate surface water, groundwater, drinking water, fish, and other wildlife. Sophie Green, PFAS coordinator for the MPCA, says given the magnitude of the cost, they hope the findings can help policymakers and manufacturers to focus on preventing these chemicals from reaching wastewater facilities in the first place.
Source reduction is the most important thing right now because installing these expensive and complicated treatment systems at all of our wastewater treatment plants is just probably not feasible.
She acknowledges it's still a major challenge in swapping out PFAS for less harmful materials since their use in manufacturing has been so widespread. There's also been pushback from some business groups when proposed regulations surface. Still, Green says there's hope in Minnesota, with the legislature this year adopting bans on these chemicals for non-essential items. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Wachs can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Graduation day for South, North, and West High Schools. Congrats to all and their families. If it's 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, here in the old NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodore Yellman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage. Here in the Shaw, I am joined by my good friend Anastasia, our engineer extraordinaire. Good morning, Anastasia.
This is the Brewers and, Radio Network.
As I always give an ode to Theodora Yellmans and in the park, and she was a graduate of Carroll University, and her legacy is well represented here this on this morning's Brewers show Radio so Network. Many years later by a fellow pioneer who is my guest this morning. Waukesha, please say good morning to living lacrosse legend, Dr. Clara Gelasinger, and her coach, Mike Hodge. Actually, two legends in the making here. Welcome and good morning. So glad you could both be here. How are you today?
Doing great. Thank you for having us.
Thanks. No, again, I'm the one that's indeed honored, and I know Anastasia's excited to have you. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Carroll Lacrosse and Clara Gelasinger,
this is the Brewers Radio
She
Network.
Has been named to the 2023 IWLCA Division III Great Lakes Region, Great Lakes All Region team. She was added to the first team. It's her second or third straight appearance on the All Region list, and her second time as first team. And she was, CCIW Defensive Player of the Year and first team All Conference. I think that was in 2022. Mm-hmm. She led the nation in caused turnovers per game. Appeared and started in all 16 games.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Ended the season with 52 goals, 15 assists, and 67 points on 88 shots. Had 94 ground balls, 74 caused turnovers.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Controls. And that's just in one season, right?
Yep.
And she is considered the greatest Division III lacrosse player in this region.
That's really Radio something. Network.
And then I just learned in our conversations, you may have heard me call her doctor. She already has a doctorate.
Yep.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. So Carol has a direct admit
this
program
the
for physical
Radio
therapy.
Network.
So it allowed me to get my undergrad in 3 years, and then I did my grad school in 3 years. So I just graduated this May with my doctorate of physical therapy.
This is the Brewers.
So now
Radio
we can
Network.
Call you for those old enough for we can call you Dr. J.
Yep,
like Julie
exactly.
Irving, so that's fantastic. So you must know my good friend Steve Saab really well then.
This is the Brewers.
Yeah, I've spent
Radio
my
Network.
Fair share of time in the athletic training room.
That sounds great. So there could your career. Once lacrosse is over, could that potentially
this
continue
Brewers,
at Carroll University
Network.
With the work you do?
They don't have any physical therapy on staff.
Okay.
I'm looking to get into a little bit of neuro.
This is the Brewers okay. Radio
and then
Network.
Possibly pediatrics too, so working with kids.
Wow.
I take the boards at the end of July, so waiting for a job after that and just
this
see
is the
where
Brewers,
life
Radio
takes
Network.
Me.
That's terrific. And so. And Clara is also a Waukesha native.
Yep. I'm born and raised. I went to Waukesha West High School.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
And then stayed here for college. Loved it so much.
That's great. No, that's, you know, because like that's a common question. Oh, something's cutting in here.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Oh, this must be Jane calling from the farmer's market. Is she on, Anastasia? All right. Hey, good morning, Jane. How are you today?
I am in farmer's market heaven, Don Brown.
I love this. This is fantastic.
Seriously, the weather could not be more perfect. And whatever you're looking for, you can find it here at the Waukesha Farmer's Market in the parking lot of Waukesha State Bank. Asparagus.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
The most gorgeous rhubarb I think I've ever seen, Don.
Wow.
There are flowers, bouquets of flowers, baskets of flowers, anything. I'm gonna nosh my way through the farmer's market over the next 4 hours, and I have it all plotted out already. So you can get a cup of coffee, get a little bakery in about an hour. I think
Brewers
I might get
Radio
some
Network.
Steamed dumplings. There's Mexican food. There's ice cream. There's Thai food, jewelry, pottery.
This is
just about everything
Radio
that you're
Network.
Looking for and more.
Fantastic. Now, this is a real treat for me because normally we have Johnny and Jane Matinier, our station general manager,
this
and also
Brewers,
produces
Radio
As Goes
Network.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. So this is a real treat to have Jane here on the show. And I'm really glad you're working. You're enjoying the farmer's market. And
it's fabulous.
Network.
Sounds great. And Jane, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the show so far, but we have Clara Jelasic, lacrosse legend. Excuse me, Dr. Clara Jelasic. She's already got her doctorate, and she has
Radio
1 year
Network.
Left of eligibility on this wonderful lacrosse program, and her coach, Mike Hodge. Any quick questions for Jane, for Clara and Mike?
This is the Brewers.
I know I got
you
on the spot.
How do you do
there.
It? I'm just amazed.
Yeah,
and it's just too bad. It's just too bad you don't have any ambition.
Yeah,
but this is the Slacker. Brewers Radio
yeah,
Network.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Clara.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was a lot of work. Luckily, like our team all like works together.
This is the Brewers Radio
workouts
Network.
Workouts are early in the morning before classes start, and practices are after classes are over, and you get whatever time you got after to study, and it always works out.
This sounds
is
great.
The
so.
That's
Radio
so
Network.
Impressive. It really is.
Yeah. So, well, Jane, we'll let you get back to the farmer's market, and we look forward to hearing from you later on in the show with any picks to click going on
this
there at,
the
at today's farmer's market.
All right. We will check in a little bit. Thank you.
We'll see you then, Jane. See you. All right. So, Jane Matinier, that's like I said, this is a real treat
Brewers
for me because Jane's
Network.
Been in radio for, I believe, well over 20 years, I believe 30, and she produces the wonderful As Goes Wisconsin show with Kristen
Brewers,
Bry that's
Radio
on every weekday. And I highly encourage you checking on that show because they've got fantastic guests and they cover a lot of great issues affecting Wisconsin. So, but issue
this
number
is
one
Brewers,
here
Radio
this week
Network.
In Waukesha. Our good new friends, Clara Jelasic and her coach, Mike Hodge. And Mike's also a great story in the making. Mike started the lacrosse, the women's
this
lacrosse
the
program
Brewers,
at Carroll University.
Network.
And what year did that happen?
Yeah, so I was took over, just entered our ninth season. And
okay.
2014 was when I moved to Waukesha from northern
the Brewers,
New York.
Radio Network.
And it's been...
SUNY Canton.
SUNY Canton, the Ruse. We've been, my wife and I, we've lived here for... I said 9 years and just really been
this is the Brewers
lucky and
Radio
fortunate
Network.
To have such a great community, great administrators and just individuals helping us along the way. And of course, great athletes that have really made the program what it is today.
This is the Brewers
That's
Radio
terrific.
Network.
And Mike was also chosen as the CCIW Coach of the Year in 2021. And as the program's
this
first
is the Brewers
head coach,
Radio
he led
Network.
The Pioneers. To four straight winning seasons, and then in 2021, they shared a piece of the regular season CCIW championship, and it was
Radio
the
Network.
First since 1988 team title at Carroll, correct?
Yes, first team title, so the football team won the CCW in 1988.
This is the Brewers
and then,
Radio Network.
First ever women's title. In the
yes.
school's history.
Yes.
So
first ever title for any women's team.
Yeah. And then for any regular followers of the show, we know that Mike is another exciting
this
addition.
Is the Brewers,
or I shouldn't
Radio
say addition. You've been there maybe longer than the others, but a real wonderful youth movement in the Carroll coaching.
yeah. Coach Buddha and his Brewers young radio staff. Network. Yes. So myself, Coach Marie, the men's soccer coach, we've got
Taylor Jansen now, he was on, yeah.
Yes, and, so, and even Coach Schultz with Radio women's Network. Basketball. Right. We've got some really, I think, excellent coaches across all programs. I can't name a coach that
sure.
you know, I wouldn't play for at Carroll University.
This is the sure. Brewers Radio
so,
Network.
How did you end up at Carroll all the way from Northern New York? I know you went to college in Indiana, Holy Cross, across the street from Notre Dame.
Yeah, so I was grew this up just south of the border Network. In Illinois. We I went to Antioch High School. Yeah. And so very familiar with Southeast Wisconsin. Spent a lot of my summers in Wisconsin.
The Brewers,
so
Radio
my
Network.
Wife's from Indiana. We're nice. Midwesterners okay. at heart. So, yeah, yeah. you know, living in Northern New York, it was a great experience and sure. really enjoyed
Brewers,
our time
Radio
there.
Network.
But, you know, being closer to family was important to both of us
sure.
and having that you know, just that lifestyle sure. was really important and
this
and
is
being
the Brewers
able,
Radio
to
Network.
Be here.
And you have two young daughters. Are they future lacrosse players, or
yeah,
you kind of let them set their own path?
Well, I definitely going to set their own path, but Hannah, my oldest, she's
Brewers,
seven,
Radio
just
Network.
Started the Little Scoopers program with the Waukesha Nighthawks. So,
nice.
So just finished her first season, first spring with the
sure.
Nighthawks Little Scoopers program.
Love it.
Yeah,
this
I love
the
name,
Brewers,
too.
Radio
so,
yeah.
Claire, you are a Nighthawk, which is Waukesha's all-high school lacrosse team.
Yep, I actually didn't play my freshman year, but I played my sophomore year.
Okay,
so that was
this
my
is
first
the Brewers Radio
ever
Network.
Time playing lacrosse.
And did you come out of the gate running? Like, would you just a natural at it, or did it just take lots of hard work to kind of get where you are?
I think
this is the Brewers
there's a little
Radio
bit of
Network.
Like natural just growing up in athletics,
sure.
kind of like similar movements. I mean, we've talked about how it's very similar to basketball in a way.
Yeah.
Learning the game was, I
this
think,
is
a little bit easier
Radio
for me.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
But there was definitely practices where
sure.
balls were flying left and right,
yeah,
not
yeah, so.
Where I wanted them to go.
But was it also neat making friends from the other
this
schools
is the
from
Brewers
South and North?
Radio Network.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was
Catholic
super cool.
part of it too.
Yeah,
okay,
Women's
yeah.
Catholic Memorial
okay.
was a part of it too.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, that was always really cool. Everyone would get together after school,
yeah.
and
this is the Brewers
just having
Radio
that,
Network.
I
break down the barriers and those bitter rivalries among schools.
Yeah, I went to Waukesha Catholic growing up.
Okay,
so a lot of my friends went to Catholic Memorial. So
sure,
it was cool
this
to,
is
like,
the Brewers Radio
have
Network.
Have people on the team that I didn't go to school with, but that
okay.
knew all the people I knew. And
right.
Yeah,
that's terrific. So, did you look at any other
Brewers,
schools, or did
Radio
you want to stay
Network.
Here in Waukesha, where you were born and raised, and loved it, and knew that you had a great school at Carroll here?
Yeah, I was looking for physical therapy programs mostly when
Brewers,
I was looking at
Radio
schools.
Network.
I was looking for that direct admit program. It's just really nice, honestly. So I applied mostly to direct admit programs, and then I think
this
the
is
only
the Brewers
other
Radio Network
in Wisconsin was UW Lacrosse that I applied to.
Sure.
And yeah, I ended up going to Carroll, and I'm happy
Love
about
it. Yeah, and why not to be
this
in
the, Brewers,
the state's
Radio
oldest
Network.
University city at mm-hmm. the state's oldest university. So that's true. We have less than a minute before the break, and wanted to let everyone know that Dan Dukniak, head of Waukesha's Water Utility, will be on next
Brewers,
week to talk
Radio
about
Network.
This. This little project we have going on and bringing in Lake Michigan water. So stick around for next week. But we have so much more to talk about here with living lacrosse legend Dr. Claire Jelasic and her
Radio
coach,
Network.
The phenomenal Mike Hodge. When This Week in Waukesha continues, do not go away.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
This Sunday is the Black-owned Summer Marketplace hosted by MKE Black Incorporated. Enjoy food trucks, vendors, and a live DJ, all while supporting local Black-owned businesses. This event will be downtown in the Deer District from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at mkeblack.org and download our app today.
The skin is the largest organ of your body. Make sure you're taking a balanced approach to wellness. Use the newest Ayurvedic skincare line by ED4 to nourish your skin. Using only pure, organic, and wild-crafted ingredients, planting the seeds of wellness to reset and balance your skin, body, and mind. ED4's organic skincare will nourish your skin. Please visit us at ED4.com. That's ED4.com, E-D-I-E-F-O-R-D.com.
Ray Magliotta here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. so you take a little bit off the sides. But still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
We can live. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. Be remembered simply as a good and decent man.
Radio Network.
Who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it.
Radio Network.
Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today pray that what he was to us,
this is the Brewers,
what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times in many parts of this nation,
this is the Brewers.
Those he touched and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not.
Hey, welcome back. This week in Waukesha, just a quick ode. It was 55 years ago this week.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
That Senator Robert Francis Kennedy was assassinated in Los Angeles moments after winning the California primary, Democratic primary.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Which then would have assured him the nomination and possibly a victory in 68. And those words were from the eulogy by his brother Ted Kennedy.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Robert Kennedy was my senator growing up in New York and was actually taken 10 days before my first birthday. And in this age of polarization and disinformation, he is remembered. And encourage everybody to learn more about him and others in history that have, tried standing for truth and really made an effort to be more inclusive. There's so much more we can learn here. And those words that he'd taken from George Bernard Shaw,
some men see things as they are
and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not. And two young people in front of me here, Clara Jelasic and Mike. It seems like those are words that you guys
Brewers
live by.
Radio Network.
Starting a lacrosse program from scratch, Mike.
Yes.
And then Clara just starting to play in high school and then coming this far in your collegiate career.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
That I don't know if you ever heard those words before. They're originally from George Bernard Shaw, but I could see that kind of in your room, or wherever it is, you reflect.
Radio Network.
Motivate yourselves. So what do you do in the off season now to kind of keep in shape I know it's a whole, year away.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
What do you guys do to kind of keep the program strong?
Yeah, so they are currently in their return to play phase of our strength and conditioning program. And
this
that
is the
takes
Brewers
them
Radio Network.
Probably next week or two. And then they slowly build up throughout the summer and throughout the fall when they get back to campus. And
this
I think
is
a lot
the
of
Brewers Radio Network.
Part of it is also kind of being present and being where your feet are. We say a lot. We said that a lot last year.
Right.
Be where your feet are.
Sure.
And
this is
making
the
sure that you're
Radio
taking the
Network.
Time to be with your family or friends, whatever it is that you spend that time. Because it is very – is very mentally and physically challenging to be a student athlete at any level, and even at the Division III level where these athletes are being asked to do just about everything that any athlete at any other institution is being asked to do, and they're not getting any compensation for it, and they're doing it for the pure love of the game and representing for us Carroll University at a high level. When we're asking, I'm asking them to go out and be a bigger part of this community and being part of a winning tradition and a winning program. Right? It takes a lot. It takes a lot.
I have to tell you, coming from a Big Ten university, there's so much value in Division III athletics. And growing up in New York State, that was for years most of the state schools were Division III, and they wanted to follow the Ivy League model that you wanted your students, give them an opportunity to participate in athletics.
Yes.
And
this is
and
the Brewers Radio Network.
Because there's that tempting, obnoxious question. Do you guys, do you see yourselves trying to get Division II or Division I status?
Right.
But why bother when you've got a great university city here? You got a great, group of students. You attract students not only from Wisconsin, but quite a few from Illinois and around the Midwest. Yeah. And having that opportunity to participate on a very competitive level. And I imagine the CCIW is also as competitive in women's lacrosse as it is in football and some of the other sports.
Yeah, absolutely. I think
this is the Brewers Radio Network.
CCIW, from a Division III standpoint, is without a doubt one of the best in the nation. Certainly, we've got the Wisconsin schools, and they're also Division III, but our programs at every level, we're competing with them.
Yeah.
We're beating them oftentimes, but it's been awesome to have athletes in our region from Wisconsin, from Illinois, Minnesota, everywhere, just to be part of it and represent Carroll University at a not just a regional level, but almost even at a national level, getting a lot of that recognition nationally.
Okay, neat. Do we is women's lacrosse or men's? I forget. Is that an Olympic sport yet?
Yeah, not yet. Olympics?
Okay.
Not yet.
That's something
there's a big push for it right now for both to become an Olympic sport, especially when it comes to LA. I think it's 2028, I believe.
Is that right?
The next time,
like a demonstration sport or something.
Yeah. They're hoping for it to be on that by then.
Sure. Well, it's such an exciting sport to play. There's a lot of running, a lot of conditioning required. there's physical contact.
Yes.
But there's also a real science to it. Absolutely. And then, of course, it has our roots in our Native American traditions, too.
Yep. Yeah.
So, great story from my ancestral homeland, Ireland.
Radio
there
Network.
Was like a World University Games or something, and one of our First Nations was not admitted, even though they had exceeded it.
The Brewers host nation Radio team Network.
Elected to drop out so that this First Nation. So the Irish team dropped out so that the First Nation team could come in and compete. I forget, that might have been a year or two ago, but I was was very proud of that.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
It was really awesome thing for them, for the Ben's team to do.
Yeah. So we have a minute left before the next break, but you have some camps coming up, right?
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Yeah, so we have our Nike Accelerate Lacrosse Camp end of July, July 24th through the 27th. We get a lot of athletes from Wisconsin.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
We do offer an overnight option. We also offer a day option. And we have individuals that are at the high school level and at the youth level. So there's two options for every age.
We
bring in a lot of our athletes, come back for the camp. Our staff is there. I'm there. And we bring in a lot of even alumni who are now in the coaching professions as well.
All right. Hey, stick around with Coach Mike Hodge and Claire Jelasic from Carroll Women's Lacrosse as this week Mark Shot continues. Don't go away.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump is due in a Miami courtroom Tuesday in the classified documents case. CBS's Bradley Blackburn on the indictment.
A 37-count federal indictment accuses Trump of obstruction and conspiracy connected to hundreds of classified documents he kept after leaving office.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn. A settlement has been reached in New Haven involving the case of a man paralyzed after officers failed to properly secure him in the back of a police van. Here's WFSB-TV's Olivia Shuler.
Both both sides agreed on a settlement of $45 million. In a statement by New Haven Mayor Justin Elliker, he calls the situation which unfolded unacceptable.
Those Canadian wildfires are starting to calm down.
We'll get some much needed rain. That's going to be moving through the Northeast, and some of that rain actually falling right over the fires.
That's meteorologist Kelly Cass at the Weather Channel. Network. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
This is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst. Every year, investors lose money because they trade on emotions and hearsay instead of data. But there's a solution. StockCharts.com, the leading online charting tool that experts and disciplined traders have used for over 20 years. You can do the same. Go to StockCharts.com for a free 30-day trial. Pick the stocks and indexes you want to track, review historical data, spot the trends, then make informed decisions and invest with confidence. Go to StockCharts.com and start your free trial today.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at CivicMedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Enjoying beers and food truck favorites at the new tap yard now located at Manuka Park. Excuse me, I was with some softball parents from my daughter's softball team, the Waukesha ESA Suffragettes, who are
this is the Brewers.
They're in a tournament
Radio
this morning
Network.
At the Heppner Horn VFW Post 5716 in New Berlin, and looking for I'll be flying over there when this show's over to catch most
this
of hopefully game
Brewers,
tonight. I also
Network.
Broadcast those games on Game Changer. That's a lot of fun to do. So that song was playing. Maxine Knight, getting right back to where we started from.
This
and
is the Brewers.
That's kind
Radio
of what,
Network.
Very much what Mike Hodge and Claire Jelasic are doing, bringing a sport developed by our First Nation brethren and making it
this
more popular.
This is the Brewers
in Wisconsin.
Radio Network.
Also talking about getting right back to where we started from, Jane is back with a report from the farmer's market. And Jane, what's going on? What have you learned so
this
far in your first
Brewers
tour of duty
Radio
at the Waukesha Farmer's Market?
Well, I tell you what, Don, I just had a maple and bacon scone that I think will change the course of my entire life.
This is the Brewers Radio
Network. It was so good. you know how sometimes scones can be kind of, dry like a rock?
Yeah.
This was not that. It was delicious. So not only can you get life-changing scones, there's vegetables of all kinds, rhubarb, onions, radishes, gorgeous asparagus. The one thing I would say that that I find really amusing is there was one gentleman who walked past. He had one tomato.
Nice.
That
this
was
the Brewers Radio Network.
Just one. You wouldn't buy at least, I don't know, three.
Right.
But you can bring your dogs. They can get their nails clipped. I had a chance to pet three really good dogs already. Mm. You can get knives sharpened. You can get all kinds of tasty things to eat. Flower bouquets, flower baskets, you name it. And the weather here at the Waukesha State Bank parking lot in downtown Waukesha, the weather is perfect.
Yeah, got a nice little breeze going through, so it's not like a hot beating sun, right?
This is the Brewers.
Yeah, I was talking to the information folks, Courtney, across the way, and he said last weekend was a little toasty.
Right.
So if you like it a little on the cooler side, you want to come down to the Waukesha Farmers Market today, because again, the conditions are just gorgeous.
Fantastic. Well, Jane, I am so glad you're having fun. I know this was a big favor you did for us filling in for Johnny, but I'm really glad you're kind of making a little holiday out of it.
Oh, absolutely. And again, if I can find a life-changing scone, who knows what I'm going to find in the next hour and a half.
Make sure you
stop by and say hello. You can pick up a WAUK sticker. I've got some Skittles and other little things to give away, and I'd always love to meet you. So come by and say hi. I will be out here until noon.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Jane Mattinier. Enjoy the rest of the farmer's market. Bye for now.
I will. Bye-bye.
All this right, is the Brewers so Radio
Jane
Network. Mattinier.
Jane will also be marching with us in the 4th of July parade. Walk Radio will be proud to participate in that. I'm really excited about
this
it.
This is the Brewers Radio
One of the things
Network.
I enjoyed as an alderman. It's just a great opportunity to connect. Will Carroll be marching in the parade? Will there be like a big Carroll University float? Or
I'm not sure if they'll be in the 4th of July. I know they do the holiday one.
This is the Brewers Radio
Christmas parade, for sure. I know the marching band, they're typically in it. So, sure. You know, with the students being away, I'm not sure if they have it for the 4th of July one or not. I think you did it once.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Sure.
But yeah, only once.
Okay. Like I said, you're welcome. We're inviting our guests to march with us too. You get a free T-shirt. Right. So if you're interested,
here we go.
Great way to promote
this is the Brewers
lacrosse and Carroll lacrosse.
Absolutely.
So here in the state's oldest university city, I just kind of thought of that this morning. Like, hey, if this is the oldest university in the state. We are the state's oldest university.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so great with this partnership that we've been forming with Carroll to realize that we really are a university city, and very much in the European tradition.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
And so many alumni that, you know, running businesses here doing more great things and coming back and working for the school too.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
this is the Brewers Radio
awesome.
Network.
You know, I live right here in Waukesha too. So just being part of the community has been fantastic.
Yeah. You know, just, and so many great young talents here in the city.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Take a quick moment. So this morning, I went to get my coffee at Steaming Comp. They open up at 6:30, and the place is already like I had to wait. You know? And
who was my barista? None other
than accomplished author Agatha Tofty, whose children's book helped Java Joe and his friends. Find his friends in Waukesha. The book was illustrated by Aria Monet and, of course, written by Agatha Tofty. And Agatha's a little hesitant about public speaking. I tried to get her on the show,
Brewers,
but she said maybe
Radio
when she
Network.
Starts her second title and she'll come on. But she's also busy teaching over at WCTC, another fine institution. So
Coach Hodge, Radio Network.
We talked about your part of this youth movement of coaches here at Carroll and seeing some big traction too in the form of winning seasons and championships.
Do you recognize
you see many of the students coming and succeeding you or joining your staff or the other staffs when they
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I've been very lucky with my staff. If you look, we've had Coach Novak. She's since been married. We refer to her as Coach Berg, but Coach Novak has been with me for I believe 7 or 8 years now.
Okay.
And then Coach Paquin and Coach Toski. She was a player at Concordia, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And so just having them being part of our staff and, mm-hmm. and seeing, and even in myself coaching at the club level, Coach Toski, and seeing
this
her come
Brewers
up now.
Radio
and
I'm Network.
Sure, you know, even individuals like Clara and some of her other young alum that are in the area, yeah. you know, coaching at the JV level, the high school
sure,
level.
Sure.
So we're really, really excited and really lucky to
this
have that.
This is the Brewers
Sounds
Radio
great.
Network.
And, James Santel of Morning Cannolis has just walked in, just got a haircut too. Great coif going on. But while Jim comes in, it gives me a good opportunity
this
to pause and mention some
Radio
city
Network.
News. At our last city council meeting, the Common Council selected Paul Wateska as the new council member
Radio
representing
Network.
The 9th district that was vacated when Alderman Mike Payne had moved out of the district and vacated the seat. And I consider it a major upset because he'd beaten incumbent county
Radio
legislator
Network.
For that area, Daryl Enriquez. So, and Daryl's name, you know, precedes himself as a writer for Journal Sentinel and for the Freeman. So, Paul
is
a senior commercial
Network.
Manager with Rockwell Automation. So, we hope to have Paul on this show soon and get to know him along with some other new alders. And speaking of the 9th District, too, former Alder
Network.
Kathleen Cummings, who was forced to resign in the fall of 2021 under several charges of election fraud, her case is finally coming to court on Monday.
This is
June
the Brewers 19th, Radio Network.
The day after Father's Day, and so we'll be paying attention to that. Some unconfirmed sources have said, too, that a city, possibly a current
Brewers
city employee,
Radio
a former
Network.
City employee, will be subpoenaed to testify in that by request of a Cummings defense team. So, again, we'll be paying
this is
close
the Brewers
attention to
Radio
that.
Network.
And then Friday Night Live had its second running last night, and our good friend Johnny Watermelon was there before going out of town, and he was he put
Brewers,
the booth outside
Radio
of Mia's restaurant. Our good friend Bo Blass, another young phenom in his I guess late 20s, early 30s, took over the helm at
this
Mia's.
Is the Brewers Radio
doing some
Network.
Exciting things over there. So I definitely anyone in the mood for pasta, go check out what Bo's doing over there at Mia's, and they've always got a great outdoor display for Friday Night Live. So
this is the Brewers
sorry
Radio
I missed
Network.
That, but promised Johnny I'd give Bo and Mia's a big shout out, and so here we are. And so back to Coach Hodge and Dr. J, Larry Jelassic, the living
Network.
Legend. So you got camp coming up. Will you be helping out with the camp at all, Clara?
Maybe after boards, because my boards
this
exam
is
that same
Radio
week.
Network.
Yeah, that
wow.
Tuesday. So maybe after.
Well, good luck.
But I have in the past, and it's always really fun.
Good deal. Mm-hmm. And then so during like the fall, I guess, semester, what do you
Brewers
do to keep
Radio
it?
Network.
Does practice happen kind of year-round for, or how does that work for?
Yes. So in the past, we've had 16 days of practice.
Okay.
And then like on the field, and then we'll
sure.
have
this is
one
the Brewers
day of competition.
Radio Network.
Okay.
During the fall semester.
Sure.
So typically, okay. Now it is changing a little bit, but we'll get some more extra days
nice.
Of practice. And
okay.
Still trying to figure out how that's going to look.
This is the Brewers
yeah.
Radio
the team,
Network.
But yeah, so we do get some time, a little bit of time anyways, on the field before
sure.
before we break for
sure.
winter.
Well, great. You know, we were joking around during the break that
this is the
Coach
Brewers
Buda,
Radio
they got
Network.
To take the football team to Germany for spring football. You know,
yes.
Will you guys be able to go on any exciting junkets for lacrosse?
Well, I mean, I certainly hope so. The one thing we do get every spring, over, you know, our season overlaps with spring break. So we're usually getting an opportunity to travel somewhere, you know, hopefully warm, you know, getting
yeah,
away
yeah,
from
yeah.
the,
yeah.
Getting away
the,
from the
sure,
winters.
Network.
But
sure.
This past year, we actually had the opportunity to go to Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, and really get to explore those
this
two states
Brewers,
and play,
Radio
some,
Network.
Play some great competition.
I bet.
And just, you know, really get a chance to just to see another part of the United
country.
States that typically, you know, we would normally not
Brewers,
get to see
sure.
being here.
Okay. So, and now coming back home to Wisconsin, where we've all agreed that the sport is not as prominent or popular as perhaps mm-hmm. it should be.
Yes.
And especially for the women's
this
sport.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
What plans or ideas do you have in place, since you two very much are great ambassadors for women's lacrosse here in the state?
Yes. So for us, it's a lot about bringing
the
youth
Radio
programs onto campus, whether it's before games, during our season, having our athletes work with the younger athletes and showing
them.
This
is the Brewers Radio
you know,
Network.
The excitement to play at the next level and hopefully continue their interest in the game and even so having those coaches
Brewers
with
Radio
those youth
Network.
Programs and I think they're just as excited to be on the field as the athletes, because they're taking notes, and we've had some really good success working with youth programs and even with Muskego High School. They have a relatively new girls program at Muskego High School, and so Coach Jewell has been been working with us a lot and just asking questions and you know, putting them in the right connections with the right people to make sure that they've got a sound youth program. And he's done a fantastic job, and and so just really being able to work with any high school coaches or, you know, youth programs that just want to learn about the game and
Radio
and,
Network.
You know, we do what we can and continue That's to bring great. those young women onto campus.
Good. And do you have a pretty good turnout for your games when you're here at Schneider Stadium?
Radio Network.
Yes, I mean, as long as it's not
weather permitting.
Weather permitting. Yeah, so we do play through the just like football. It's we play through the rain, the snow, the sleet.
You're not like us baseball players, right?
exactly. So
that's a knock on myself. I'm a baseball guy.
Yeah. So but you know, it's. I mean, I think our last home game, we did play. We got to host a conference semifinal game, and I think we had a really nice turnout. And you know, when the weather's nicer, for
sure.
So having I believe it was McGuanago Youth Program all showed up, and just really it's a great atmosphere for sure to come out and watch, especially when you have a nice night or a nice Saturday afternoon.
Sure.
It's a lot of fun, and it's an exciting game, and. Yep. You know, even if you don't know much about the game, being able to see it played live, it's a lot of fun, and the nuances of it, and just the quick pace. I mean, it is the fastest game on 2 feet, so it's a lot of fun.
You know, I never thought of that, but it really is.
It's a lot of fun to watch for sure, especially when you're there and being able to watch it.
Yeah, I think another great thing is everyone kind of being from like Wisconsin, this Illinois, a lot Brewers of parents get to come Network. Watch, and there's a lot of like families and all of that, which is nice when you're away at college.
Travel,
and it's still kind of like accessible for families too.
Yeah, that's
this
a great point.
This is the Brewers
Thanks for
sharing Radio
that.
Network.
Terrific. So, now this team, this winning program, has advanced to the CCIW championship 2 years in a row, and unfortunately, lost to a very
Radio
tough
Network.
University of Chicago team, the Maroons.
Yes.
Former Big Ten team. And they're not even in the CCIW. You kindly let them in for women's lacrosse. They return their favor by stealing the championship.
Network.
But do you think you'll be facing them next year, and you have a plan maybe for getting over that hump?
That is the goal. We have a very talented class of freshmen
Radio
coming
Network.
In. And,
nice.
And so I'm very excited about that. I'm excited with the youth that we've had on our team and them getting to learn, obviously.
This is the
having
Brewers Radio
Clara
Network.
Being the the leader and kind of showing them what it takes, but it's been really good, and we're
that's
hoping
great.
That we get over
this
that hump
the
next
Brewers
year. That's always
Radio
the goal.
Network.
So much more to talk about in this week of Waukesha with the Carroll University Women's Lacrosse Coach Hodge and Clara Dr. J. Jelasic. Don't go away.
This is the Brewers. I just can't stay away. No, I know you are the only one. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Walpole area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
This Sunday is the Black-owned Summer Marketplace hosted by MKE Black Incorporated. Enjoy food trucks, vendors, and a live DJ, all while supporting local Black-owned businesses. This event will be downtown in the Deer District from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at mkeblack.org and download our app today.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Work.
One of my favorite
Network.
Pearl Jam songs, Daughter. So I may not be able to call her daughter, but Dr. Claire Jelassic may very well be Waukesha's favorite daughter.
This is the Brewers
after
Radio
an accomplished
Network.
Lacrosse career. One more season remaining and an accomplished academic career where she's already earned her doctorate.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
This is the Brewers
it
Radio
feels good,
Network.
Honestly. So,
yeah. And you know, you've received the ultimate prize of being Waukesha's favorite daughter, maybe favorite child, as well as being on the show.
This is the Brewers
Jim Santel
Radio Network.
Has graced my guest once again with morning cannolis prior to his show, and I'm going to hold him up to the live stream. Show your trophy, your winning trophy
this
there.
This is the Brewers
and,
Radio Network.
And don't be afraid to eat that while we're eating. But that's from Glorioso's all the way on Brady Street, so we continue to stay connected with our friends throughout the Milwaukee area, and that's
this
obviously
is the
one
Brewers
of the jewels
Radio
of bakeries, of Italian bakeries. Here in this area, and looking forward to Jim's show next. So much a wealth of great information about the
this
latest
the Brewers Radio
legal
Network.
Issues and cases, and also affecting our government and way of life. So stick around for Jim, and again, got a great new haircut to show off. So
this is the Brewers
check out the live
Radio
stream.
Network.
But back here with Coach Mike Hodge and Clara, Dr. J. Jelassic, living lacrosse legend.
This is the Brewers.
You chose
Radio
to
Network.
Stay home for college in this great city of ours we call Waukesha. Do you see yourself also staying here after you finished your academic work?
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Yeah, potentially. I feel like I'm open to anything right now. I'm just kind of trying to find the best job.
This is the Brewers
sure.
Radio
versus
Network.
Location. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
That's terrific. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and if you stay, and then you'll no matter where you'll go, you'll continue to be an ambassador for Carol and for
this is
oh,
the
yeah.
Brewers
across.
Radio Network.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So that's terrific. Do you see, especially with the nature of your work, do you also see yourself working closely with women's lacrosse? Like, say if you're working for another university or
Brewers
a clinic.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Yeah, I feel like probably not through physical therapy, but I think like coaching, I've always enjoyed coaching. Like we've kind of said,
the Brewers
growing that
Radio
sport
Network.
Is like something that we're always trying to do.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. I tried in vain to get my daughter interested, my youngest daughter. Mm-hmm. She's a great softball player. And again, I'll be hustling over to the Heppner Horn VFW
Radio
Post
Network.
5716 in New Berlin to watch her play. And she's a three-sport athlete, basketball and volleyball, but I couldn't get her to play lacrosse, especially knowing the strong genes that she has. But she loves what she does. She loves softball. She's really enjoyed volleyball and you know, still kind of getting her sea legs in
this
basketball.
This is the Brewers
but she enjoys,
Radio Network.
She's an athlete, a great student athlete like yourself, Claire. But cannot get her for as hard as I tried to pick up a lacrosse stick. And I will say, because, you know, at her middle
this
school,
is the Brewers,
there were promotions
Radio
for youth lacrosse. And so I was trying to give her a nudge. And so, but not for everybody, but it should be for anyone that's interested, especially in another sport.
This is
excellent
the Brewers
cross training
Radio
for
Network.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of fun.
It's so much fun.
So, you know, as someone that played football and you'd either have some like blazing hot, you know, summer camp days or
this is
you
the
get
Brewers
in October
Radio Network.
And it's just like wet or cold or like football practice is, you know, No one enjoys football practice. Lacrosse, though, that's a lot of fun, even in the cooler weather.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
So many good memories just from like all the people that I've played with, coached with.
Sure, sure. That's neat. So, and how about this when you're not playing lacrosse, Radio Mike, Network. What do you enjoy doing?
Well, I mean, it's got two young kids at home, so there's a lot of time getting them, you know, their, like I said earlier, the little Scoopers program. Getting them involved, both my daughters, trying to keep them active. I know we'll be at the farmer's market probably right after.
Please stop by and say hi to James.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
So you have to get your picture taken with it.
Yeah, for sure.
In front of our bats.
So being, you know, really just part of Waukesha and enjoying everything that just this whole area has to offer.
Yeah.
Love spending time going up to northern Wisconsin. We're lucky enough our family has a place
Brewers
up there
Radio
where we can
Network.
Get away. And,
yeah. Can I ask whereabouts?
Tomahawk, Wisconsin.
Oh, I love Tomahawk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That butcher shop in town is really cool.
Yeah, so just a lot. Ever since I've been growing up
Radio
forever,
Network.
Really, we've been going up there during the summers and just being out there fishing. Honestly, probably one of the very few people that actually enjoys being on an ice-cold lake in the middle of January. It's just time for me to, you know,
you're
just
a nice fisher guy.
At times, not nice. Not as prominent as I'm sure a lot more up there. But
right.
You know, I do enjoy going
Brewers
up there right before
Radio
our season
Network.
Starts because we do start in January. So,
okay.
We're right when school starts in the middle of January. But
cool.
I do like going up there and
that's great.
Hiking. Just being
Brewers
outside.
Radio
honestly,
Network.
Just being outside is something that I've always been doing.
So how about you, Claire, when you're not dominating on the lacrosse pitch or in the classroom, what do you like to do in your spare time?
This
if you have much of it.
Radio Network.
Yeah. I work right now.
Where are you working?
I work at Culver's.
Nice.
Yep.
At 164?
Sunset.
This is the Brewers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's remember that.
Yep. I worked there in high school, went back during college. But yeah, they're super accommodating to like all the
so
scheduling.
When I go in there, I expect the name tag to say Dr. J.
This is the Brewers.
Talk to your manager about that.
The funny thing is I actually don't have a name tag. I lost it in like the wash. And we have a bunch of new kids.
They
just don't know I'm their boss, which
this
is kind
is
of
the Brewers
fun.
Radio
oh, so
Network.
You're kind of your manager there
yeah,
then too.
I am.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds great. So you could eventually own your own restaurant while you're also practicing your... your science.
Maybe if I really wanted to.
This is the Brewers
that's
Radio
terrific.
Network.
So, well, it's great having two doctors here in the house with the Juris Doctor James Santel and now Clara Jelasic here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. There's always
this
a wealth
the Brewers,
of great
Radio
intelligence
Network.
Here and fine people too. And Mike Hodge, a doctor in your own right, I would imagine. Doctor of lacrosse.
Yeah, sure. I don't know about that, but
this is the Brewers Radio
but,
Network.
But yeah, certainly. Been playing and coaching lacrosse for almost 20 years, so I love the game. I mean, it's there's nothing like it, and
this is the
I know we have to try
Radio
to compare
Network.
What it's like. For me, something we've talked about at the beginning is you know it's the sport that was here in North America before any of us were here.
Yeah,
and so
this how about
the
that?
Brewers,
yeah,
Radio
so
Network.
It's for me, it's this is the ultimate sport. It's the ultimate,
And I got to be really careful about how I frame this. My JV team, I played JV baseball, but my buddies in the JV team were playing at one of the First Nations.
This
in,
is the Brewers
and I have
Radio
a lot of Seneca
Network.
Friends, mm-hmm. and we won by one goal, but an awful fight broken out.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back, and you know, and it was all everything was fine. But I had a favorite social studies teacher who thought that was fantastic because he was passionate about Native American history and said that you know wouldn't be considered a good day unless three people were killed because it was war training back in those days. So, anyway, we have less than a minute left, and just want to say thank you
Brewers,
both, Coach
Radio
Mike Hodge
Network.
And Clara Jelasic, living lacrosse legend from Carroll University. Any final comments before we leave?
I would just say thanks for having us, obviously.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go to the website.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having us
and
promoting Carroll University.
Thank you for all that you do to promote our community, our university city, and, of course, Carroll University. Go Pios. Everyone, enjoy your Saturday. Congrats to all the high school grads. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. And stick around for Morning Cannolis with James Santel next.
Radio
See ya!
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to...